The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church, Pastor Jeremy Luckey. Welcome to those that are here in person, our online audience as well. Welcome to our service here at Peace. Today's a special day in which we're actually celebrating Thanksgiving. We're prepping for what's coming ahead with our time with families in that moment where we just pause and give thanks in the week ahead. And so that's a theme that's just going to be woven in the songs that we sing, in the prayers that we share, in the message that's related as well from Deuteronomy chapter 8 in our worship here this morning. And I didn't check with Alicia about this, but y'all are invited to celebrate Thanksgiving with me. I shared this joke earlier, so I'm sorry for those that heard it earlier. There's a catch. You have to celebrate it in my style. So on Thanksgiving morning, I'm running a 10K. So there you go. Are you ready for that? You come join me. It is a fantastic week ahead, and we're giving thanks, not for the things that we don't have. We're not listing complaints and listing the things we don't have. We're giving thanks for the tangible things that God has blessed us with. And again, that's just a great way to recognize how we can live with gratitude. We're going to hear that today in our worship service. Right around the corner is the season of Advent. Next Sunday is the start of the new year, believe it or not, with the season of Advent here at Peace. So we have some really exciting Sundays ahead. Next Sunday, of course, is the beginning of Advent. December 4th, I would say, on that Sunday, right after the worship service, we'll have our Christmas tree put up, and you're invited to stay after the worship service to help put up the chrismons and the lights here in the sanctuary to just brighten up our sanctuary heading into Christmas. And then the following Sunday, December 11th, is a special service here at Peace. That's the service the children lead for our Christmas program. Throughout the season of Advent, we also share a very quiet, I would say, preparatory service that builds to the excitement of Christmas Day. That service is, the order of worship for that is hold an evening prayer. And that is on the Wednesdays of Advent. November 30th is the first one, December 7th, and December 14th. Those services are at a different time, so I really want to get that across. That service on the midweek Wednesdays is at 5 p.m. here in the sanctuary. You won't want to miss it. It's a special service, about 30, 35 minutes of just reflection and preparing our hearts for Jesus, the gift at Christmas. Other announcements to share, just a really exciting day yesterday. I didn't know if Diane was going to share. We're at Diane Crocker, but we had just a great day here. She's been leading our backpack ministry. 100 bags were assembled here in the fellowship hall, and those bags are being given to those who are homeless as well as those who are right on the line of poverty. There's one lady there that's not a member of this church, and she shared this. She had turned 65 this last year, and her way of celebrating her 65th birthday was to crochet and knit 65, I think it was hats and gloves, scarves, to be included in the backpacks. And that was her gift, was to just supply that for the backpack ministry. So it's really great to see that. 6 new city councilors were elected into office here in Philomath. I will tell you, 3 of them were here packing. So that should brighten, you know, our thoughts about the leaders that we have here in our community of Philomath. One last note about opportunities to give. You'll notice on your way out of the sanctuary today that on the window panes are tags for the Vine of Moses tree. Our encouragement is for you to choose a tag, buy a gift, and bring it back to Peace, unwrapped, and place it in the pew that's out in the narthex. And the date for that we need those gifts by is Sunday, December 4th. Did I get that right, Dan? Yep. Sunday, December 4th. Excellent. There are a lot of pumpkins and gourds left over. Those are also free for you to take out in the walkway outside the front door. So if you're headed out and need some decoration for your table for Thanksgiving, go ahead and pick one up and take it home. Awesome. That was a lot to share. This is a communion service too, so some are going to commune with the packages that you received walking in. I'll guide you through that in our moment of communion. Others will be invited forward to take communion at the rail. Just wait for the ushers to guide you forward at that moment. All right, I think that does it for our announcements. One last very important detail about the worship service, and that is that our bulb, we're still kind of fine-tuning the bulb that we have, so we do not have projection this morning. We're going old school again. We're going to be having the service out of the bulletin. We'll survive, don't worry. It will still work. Next week, we'll have that bulb installed and ready to have our projection back. So we'll begin with our worship on page 4, as is printed in our bulletin.